You are listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. I help female perfectionists beat self-sabotage and lose the weight for good using the Fit Figure Formula coaching program. I'm your host, Stephanie Riles, registered dietitian, personal trainer, and mindset transformation coach. If you've been struggling with all or nothing thinking, negative self-talk, or self-sabotage, this is the podcast for you. Learn how to get consistent and become the best version of yourself from the inside out. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to episode 29. This episode is going to be so good. So the topic is, I'm scared to spend the money and gain the weight back. So this topic actually came up because in January 2024, I was launching the first group of the year and the group closed. I have been coaching those clients. And right after I closed the doors to that group, I sent out a survey. And basically I asked, why didn't you join? If you saw me on social media, if you are part of my audience and you saw me launching a group for this year, why didn't you join if you were thinking about it? And so I got several people who filled out the survey, which honestly, I was kind of surprised about. And most of what they said was some flavor of, I'm scared that I'm going to join, spend the money, and then I'm either going to get the result and then not keep it, or I'll start off strong and then I don't finish. Some flavor of that. So I really wanted to dedicate an episode to this topic because a lot of people are having this fear of investing in themselves, investing in another program, and feeling like, I don't know if I'm going to keep the result or if I'm going to continue to show up. And that is keeping you from moving forward. And number one, I want to say that I did a 3-part episode on trusting yourself. If you know that you don't trust yourself to finish or to continue, I would definitely start there. But this is also going to help you address and see your investment and how you can think about yourself differently. So this episode is going to be a complementary topic in terms of trusting yourself. And what I'm going to discuss today is the fear around investing and getting help with this again. Number two, what it really means when you're thinking, I'm scared to spend the money and gain the weight back again. And then number three, how to decide if you should keep trying on your own. Okay. So I want you to ask yourself, how many diets have you tried? How much time have you spent fixing the problem of either your weight, your body image, your A1C? How much money have you spent on equipment? How much money have you spent on things that did not fix the issue permanently? So this is not to guilt yourself, but it is to really take inventory of how much time, how much money, how much energy. And I want you to kind of think of this in a couple of ways. Number one, it means that you're resilient and that you're still trying. If you're still listening to this podcast, it means you're still on a journey and you're still showing up for yourself in one way or another. So I want you to give yourself credit for that because that means something, right? I want us to look at and take accountability for the ways in which we showed up well, and then the ways in which we dropped the ball, and we can be introspective about that, and we can be retrospective and think about what went well and why did it go well, and then what did not go well and why did it not go well. Okay. So by the time someone is considering joining the Fit Figure Formula, which is my 16-week program where I help female perfectionists to beat the self-sabotage, which means all of the mind drama that comes along with losing weight and keeping it off and becoming the woman that can create the result and being able to keep it off with a good mindset, with a good body image. By the time someone has gotten to me, they have tried many different things. And so now there's this question of, should I try this again? Should I invest in another program? Should I get another coach? I've already done all the things. Is this going to be different? Am I just going to spend money and then end up wasting my money because either I don't show up to finish or I just don't continue what I learned, right? And so we're not guilting ourselves. We're not shaming ourselves. If you've gained weight back, all your journey is your journey. I want you to own all of it. That means the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay. So really take inventory and look at your past, things that you have invested in. So a lot of times when we're thinking about trying again, it's not that we really don't have the money or we can't come up with the money or we can't save for the program or we can't do a payment plan, right? It's just that I don't trust myself to do the work or to keep the result. And again, if you want to go back to the episode, three-part episode, when I talked about how to trust yourself, the first part of that is forgiving yourself for any past mistakes, creating evidence that you can move forward. Because here's the thing, it's always going to be worth it for you to work on your health. It's always going to be worth it for you to work on getting off medication and extending your actual life, extending the quality of your life. Like that's never a bad idea. Okay. But we're going to talk about how you should be making this decision of like whether or not a program is right for you or not. So I'd rather think of it as I'd rather spend my money versus my time. Money, I'll always get back, right? I'll always get back money. If you make an investment in something, and maybe it was a bad investment, or maybe you didn't show up at all, it's not like you'll never have that amount of money again. I want you to think about that versus spending your time not getting help, and you are spending time versus money trying to figure something out or do it on your own, or you're buying low-cost things that aren't actually fixing your actual problem. And you're spending more time than you are money. That is very expensive. Your time is very expensive. Okay. So time is not something that you can get back. So if you spend a year, 2 years, 3 years, the last 10 years trying to fix a problem that's really, really important. Our health is the most important thing that we have. And you're not fixing the issue, that's very expensive time. Okay. So I'm going to talk more about that in a little bit. So I would rather spend money versus time. That's one thing. Now, obviously we don't want to spend our money frivolously, right? And I'm going to talk about that frivolous spending. I'm going to talk about that in a second. Okay. So at the end of the day, we're spending money on something. If you have been trying to lose weight for a long time, you're spending money on something, whether it's going to the gym and trying to figure out what exercises to do and how much to lift, or on $30 meal plans, or on equipment or pills or herbs, right? You're spending money on something. And even things like going on cruises and buying expensive shoes or handbags, like, of course, that's not going to fix the issue, right? Like, but my point is we spend money on what we want to spend money on. Okay. We spend money on what we want to spend money for. So if you're thinking about, okay, my health is really important to me, but you're letting fear keep you from investing in yourself again. And that money is going elsewhere. It's not that we don't have the money. We're just spending it on other things because we're avoiding the fact that I don't really trust myself to show up for this program fully. So I'm just going to go on a cruise instead. I'm just going to tuck my head in the sand and pretend like this isn't happening. Like my doctor isn't going to put me on metformin. Like I don't see the scale creeping up. I'm just going to go and buy these shoes instead. Of course, that's not going to fix the problem, right? We may be buying hair, nails, makeup, and fixing our outer appearance, right? And that's just kind of like putting a Band-Aid over the real problem of I don't feel comfortable in my own skin. I don't like the way I look in the mirror. I can't fit anything that's in my closet, right? Of course, buying hair, nails, makeup, not going to fix the real root of the problem. You may be buying supplements, equipment, gym memberships, when the real problem is you're not controlling what you're eating. So if you know that your biggest issue is nutrition, then buying a gym membership is not going to fix the problem. If you know that your biggest issue is cravings at night, buying supplements, I don't care what kind of supplements they are, is not going to fix the root of the problem, right? It can put a Band-Aid on certain things, but it's not going to fix the root of the problem. Buying equipment to put in your house. I have clients who are like, I have a whole gym at home. I don't know why I just don't go in there and work out. I can't make myself go and work out. The equipment is there. Buying the equipment did not fix the issue because that was not the root of the problem. Okay. So in order for us to invest confidently and get help confidently, if you're still dealing with the same problem, it's so important to fix the actual problem. If you're going to spend your money, your precious money, your hard-earned money, I need you to be fixing the actual problem. So if your problem is that you don't understand what to eat to reach your goals, then you have to get help with that instead of trying to compensate for your lack of nutrition knowledge by doing a bunch of cardio and staying confused, right? If the root of your problem is that you keep stopping and starting, how are you working on your mindset? Are you just trying to download another meal plan? Are you signing up for another boot camp? This is not going to fix the problem. Signing up for another boot camp is not the answer. If your problem is, I'm stopping and starting, I don't trust myself to finish this, I don't know how to be consistent, I don't have any mental tools to get myself to take action when I'm in a slump, a boot camp is not going to fix that, right? If your problem is, I'm feeling unworthy of my goal and I keep self-sabotaging, get help with that. Don't just keep going back to doing keto. Don't just keep taking meat out of your diet. That's not going to fix the problem of feeling unworthy and self-sabotaging, right? So we want to make sure that we're spending our money. We have to be spending it on the thing that's going to fix the root of the problem. So it's not that you shouldn't keep trying to get fit or healthy. It's just that you're not fixing the right problem, which is causing you not to trust yourself. Now imagine, here we are spinning out. I don't trust myself. I have low self-esteem. I don't have the confidence to get help. I don't have the confidence to invest in myself. I don't have the confidence to prioritize my health because look at all these other times that I've tried. When all those other things that you tried didn't actually address the root of the problem, right? So whether or not you know it or not, you end up spending more money by not fixing the actual problem, on top of the fact that being unhealthy creates more bills, whether it's medicine, copays, higher premiums, labs, exams, specialists, etc. So when we are spending time not fixing the actual problem, number one, that's expensive. I'm spending my time and I'm not fixing the actual problem. Time is not something that I can get back. So I want to be very careful with how I spend my time. While I'm spending my time not getting my problem solved, I'm likely also spending money on low-cost things that aren't fixing my problem, whether it's equipment, supplements, pills, meal plans, 30-day boot camps. On top of the fact that because I'm not getting my problem fixed and I'm not fixing the root of the problem, my health is not getting any better. And being unhealthy, having a high A1C, having elevated cholesterol, being on medication creates more bills through medicine, copays, exams, etc. Right? So even though you may be trying to conserve your hard-earned money by not investing in something that's quote unquote expensive, you're actually end up spending more money by not fixing the actual problem. Another thing that I see a lot is people will sign up for a program and they'll just be told what to do. And then when they get done with the program, they have no idea what to do next. They did not learn what they needed to learn about themselves or about their nutrition in order to be successful long term. When you join the Fit Figure Formula, I am going to teach you how to do this forever. So what you learn in this program is not just about the 16 weeks that we coach. It is about what you learn in this 16 weeks that you can take with you forever. You are forever changed. You now know how to manage your mindset when you start to self-sabotage. You know what that looks like. You know what that sounds like. We literally document this in our Power Hour journal, in our workbook that I give you when you join. And we literally spot these self-sabotaging habits out and we literally put them on a sheet of paper. So we know that they're coming and then we start making plans for them. So you can decide how you're going to deal with your self-sabotage before it even comes. I give my clients so many mental tools to help them take action, to help them unhook their self-worth from the scale, to help them manage their emotional eating, set boundaries, manage stress, and of course, understand their actual nutrition so that by the end of 16 weeks, they are confidently planning their own meals. And that's one of the things that I love, seeing someone who has very little real nutrition knowledge. And by the end, they are planning their own meals. They know exactly, they didn't hit their numbers that week. They know exactly why. And I love their language starts to change. Why? Because their brain changed. Why? Because they learned something new. They got to practice it over and over again. They had expert coaches like myself and some of the other coaches that I bring in where we coach you. You learn how to manage your mindset, how to manage your macros. And now you can't unlearn that. You're going to take that with you forever. So when you've invested in the past on things that, again, didn't fix the problem, if you left a program and had no idea how to eat for yourself because you were told what to eat, that didn't fix the problem. It's not that you're a bad person or you don't have self-discipline, but what you spent your money on didn't fix the actual problem. So are you getting a theme here? It's very, very important that you know what is keeping you from your goal, where you are right now and where you want to be. What's in between the gap? Is it your nutrition? Is it your mindset? Now, a lot of people, I'll ask this question on Facebook and I'll say, what's keeping you from your goal? And a lot of people will say, like, I don't know what foods to eat, or I need some new recipes, or I really need some at-home workouts that are easy to do. And really, that's not the problem, because lack of information in terms of like a recipe or a workout is not your problem. I can guarantee you that, because there's Pinterest. You can find all the recipes that you want on Pinterest. Not to mention that most of us can have any food. It's just the quantities that make the difference of whether or not we're in a calorie deficit or not. And of course, if we wanted to know how many calories we needed, we can literally Google that. MyFitnessPal is also free on the internet. You can track your food to see how many calories that you're eating, right? All of that is free on the internet. And do you see how free is not solving your problem, right? So what really gets in the way is that I'm not consistent with tracking my food. Even though I have MyFitnessPal on my phone, I'm not consistently tracking. So therefore, I'm not getting the result, even though this thing is free, right? So the real problem is, how can I work on my consistency? What is keeping me from being consistent? That's the real work, right? That is the real work. And when you join the formula, that's the work that we're going to be doing, is like, what are the thoughts that are keeping you from restarting after you get back from vacation? That's one of the things that throws a lot of my clients off. Vacations, birthdays, having just an off week, stress at their job, And then it's like, they're not intentional about the choices that they're making. And then weeks go by and they find themselves back at square one. And I use that in quotations because they're really not at square one, but it feels like it. Right. So inside the Fit Figure Formula, we do the inner work to help you be able to be consistent, to get yourself to take action, which is motivation, to catch yourself sabotage, to go on vacation and then get right back on it. All of life's ups and downs. I've been doing this long enough now where I have mapped out all the areas where you guys struggle, and I've put that in my program. So we map out emotional eating, stress, boundaries, vacations, all the things that usually trip y'all up. You're going to have a blueprint that you create based on what works for you so that you leave with that workbook. So it's like your manual. Like, you are going to have a manual that is going to help you stay consistent forever. And you're going to have the mental tools as well to stay consistent. So how do you decide if you should keep trying on your own? So number one, if you are doing something right now and it's working, keep going, girl. Keep going. If it's working for you, keep going, right? If you want support, but you're just scared, fear is not a good reason to do something, right? So if you know you want support, or you know you need support, or you know that you're just stuck and you've been trying to do this on your own for a really long time, and you might lose a few pounds, but you can't get past that one number, and you've been doing this for a while, but you're just scared to invest again, fear is never a good reason not to do something. If fear is the only thing that's keeping you from investing in yourself and joining the Fit Figure Formula and getting the help that you actually need to fix the actual problem, fear is not a good reason not to sign up. So I remember I was listening to Michelle Obama, and she was talking about how when they were originally deciding like whether or not they're going to, you know, Barack was going to run for president. And basically she said the same thing of like, if fear is the only reason why, fear is not a good enough reason to say no. And when it comes to your health, it's the most important thing in your life. If you don't have your health, all the things that you think are important that are taking up so much of your time right now, all of that gets put to the side when you don't have good health. Okay. So do not allow fear to keep you from investing in the right things. Now, if you are that person who has just spent money on things that didn't actually address the real problem, it's time to address those problems, right? So I don't want you again to think, I've done something wrong, I've made a mistake, and I'll never invest in my health again. Just because that program that you invested in before didn't stick doesn't mean that you should never try and repair your relationship with food or get off medication or lose the weight for good. Maybe you just spent money on things that didn't actually address the real problem that you have. And now that you know the difference between a good investment and one that's not going to fix your problem, now you can say, what is my actual problem? What is in between where I'm at right now and my goal? And what do I need to do to address the actual problem? And if your issue and the reason why you're not at your goal is because your nutrition is all over the place and your mindset is all over the place, the Fit Figure Formula might be the perfect fit for you. Now, if you want to know for sure, I would literally just go to the show notes, click the link, and book a call with me to talk with me one-on-one to decide whether or not it's a good fit. And we can decide on that call if we should move forward or not. And as a matter of fact, after you book the call, there's an 8-minute video. And in the 8-minute video, it goes through and it tells you all the behind the scenes, what to expect. I give a sneak peek of my coaching app that I use. And so you can kind of get a better understanding of like what to expect. And I probably need to do a podcast episode about that. Maybe that'll be my next podcast episode where I literally break this down for you so that you can see what to expect when you join the Fit Figure Formula. So if you have questions, just book a call. You can also hit me up on Facebook or Instagram by going to the show notes and click the link, find me there and DM me any questions that you might have. If pride is keeping you from asking for help, how long are you going to let that be the reason why you don't have your goal? Now, I am a Black woman, and a lot of my clients are also Black women. And a lot of times we always feel like we have to do everything ourselves. We have our superwoman cape on and we don't like to ask for help. It feels like cheating if someone helps us. And I want you to know that it is not cheating. You can get help and coaching and guidance and support. And I still won't be able to do it for you. It'll still be you. And you are going to be a better version of yourself when you join the Fit Figure Formula. Do not allow pride or I can do it on my own. I need to do it on my own. Or I've done it before. I know what to do. I just need to do it. Keep you from joining the Fit Figure Formula. Because I know a lot of people who know what to do, but they're not doing it. And so it's like, even if you know what to do, I know I'm supposed to walk, I'm supposed to strength train, I'm supposed to eat vegetables, I'm supposed to drink my water. I know what to do. I just need to do it. The thing is, nothing is doing the work but doing the work. And if you're thinking about doing the work, you're not doing the work. If you're researching about doing the work, you're not doing the work. If you're planning to do the work and you're not doing the work, you're not doing the work. Right? You're not doing the work. So at the end of the day, it is priceless to do the damn work. It is priceless. You will be spending more time trying to do it on your own, trying to muscle through, trying to power through when I can teach you some simple mental tools that's going to make your journey so much more enjoyable. You're going to be able to get to your goal without restriction. It's not going to be an uphill battle. And you're going to waste less time, even if you have to spend some money. But this time you will be spending the money on something that's going to fix your actual problem. So if you've been listening to me week after week, month after month, you're following me, you are coming and getting all the free information, but you're not taking action, this is your call out. I'm talking specifically to you. If you are coming to my Facebook lives, if you're following me on Instagram, you're listening to the podcast and you are resonating with this, because the thing about it is we all have our own like energy, our own aura, right? And so the people that you are drawn to, the people that you tend to keep listening to over and over again, there's something about what they're saying that resonates with you. And the way that I think about something that resonates with you is that the truth of what you're hearing is being recognized by the truth that's already inside of you. And it's like, oh man, that's really good, because you already know it. I'm just speaking it out loud. I may be articulating it in a different way than you would, but it's like, if something resonates with you, it's already something that you know internally. So if this has been resonating with you week after week, month after month, it's time, right? It is time. You could have gotten your result by now. I talked to a lady a couple of weeks ago. She ended up signing up and she told me, you know what? I was going to sign up on the last round. And I went through the application process and I almost clicked submit and I didn't. And I said, you know what? She said, let me do this on my own. That's what she said. 4 months later, she just signed up and she's like, man, I should have done this before, because now I've wasted time. I've spent time, and time is your most precious asset. I'd rather just spend the money to do the work and improve my quality of life, lose weight, learn to manage my mindset, learn to manage my macros, start feeling better in my body, than to spend time trying to do it on my own. And time is our most valuable resource. right? So again, researching is free. Listening to the podcast is free. Coming to the trainings in my Facebook group is free, but doing the work is priceless. Can you really put a price on your health, right? Is there really a price that's too high for you to pay to extend the quality of life and the actual length of your life? Is there too much? If I said the program is $10,000 and I guarantee that you're going to live 6 months longer, 1 year longer, 3 months longer, I'd be coming up with 10K. Okay. At the end of the day, and my program right now at the time of this recording is nowhere near $10,000. But at the end of the day, we're talking about your actual life. So have you ever, I'm 40, right? I turned 40 last year. I started this podcast on my 40th birthday. You know, at this point, you know, we've all had some high school reunions under our belt, right? And so you go back and you see, you can visibly see the people who have taken care of themselves and visibly see the people who have not. And I always think, you know, for the people who have taken care of themselves, you can see that on the outside. For the people who have not taken care of themselves, you can see that on the outside. Have you ever thought about what it's like on the inside, like of their organs, their arteries? If I can see visibly that you don't take care of yourself, and I don't just mean weight wise, but you can tell when somebody has lived a hard life. Like you can tell it in their face, you know, sometimes in the way that they walk, in their body structure, in their posture, sometimes, right? Like you can tell over time. Sometimes when we're younger, we can kind of get away with that, but 40, 50 plus, like you can't fake the funk anymore. Right. So I want you to be the one that, oh, so-and-so looks really good. You can tell she's taking care of herself, because as much as somebody can tell whether or not you're taking care of yourself on the outside, your organs and arteries and on the inside is also reflective of how well you're taking care of yourself. So your choices do matter. And the longer that you wait, the more you're paying with your time. And the irony is you end up, like I said earlier, paying more in the long run, because if you're not getting your problem fixed, you're also probably going to have more issues with health, and that's going to cost you money anyway. So I'd rather just spend the money to get my actual problem fixed, spend less time, and now I can have a higher quality of life. I can live longer and I can have a better lifestyle because I actually fixed the real problem, right? So could I pay you $2,500? Could I pay you $5K? Could I pay you $10K to stay exactly the same and not change and not getting any better? Of course not. I wouldn't be able to pay you to stay the same. So essentially, when you decide not to sign up or not to better yourself by getting some help and by getting coaching and by getting a registered dietitian in your pocket, you're keeping that money in your pocket, but it's like basically you're paying yourself to stay the exact same. And in the end, it will not be worth it. So the question that you have to ask yourself is, how could I invest in myself in a way that is going to fix my actual problem? How can I get over not trusting myself? Again, go back and listen to the episodes that I did on self-trust. It was a 3-part episode on self-trust. Listen to those episodes, follow those instructions, because you can start that process ASAP. Then I want you to book a call. And if payment or money is the only reason why you haven't signed up yet, you can still book your call and we can discuss payment options. At the end of the day, there's always a way, because I feel like when we want to go on a cruise, or when you want a new wig, or when, you know, you want to get your hair done, you want to get your nails done, you figure out a way to get it done, right? So this is no different. It's actually way more important than any of those things. How could I invest in myself right now? Like, what would I need to do? Would I need to move some money around in order for me to like nip this in the bud, right? Can I adjust some finances? Because that's what we do for everything else. If you want to go on a vacation, we adjust some things, right? You make it happen. And when you join the Fit Figure Formula, there are payment options available. We can talk about what those options are when we get on the call to discuss whether or not it's a good fit. At the time of this recording, I do accept HSA, which is health savings account funds, if you have that set up with your employer. So HSA, FSA, and FSA is flexible spending accounts, kind of similar. You'll know if you have that. If you have that, you probably already know because you had to designate how much money went into that. And at the time of this recording as well, there are buy now, pay later options, meaning that there are payment plans where you don't have to pay the entire amount up front, but you can prorate the amount of the program over several months, and it makes it very affordable. So if this is something that's important to you, I really want you to think about what's really holding you back. What is your real problem? And do you think that the Fit Figure Formula can address your real problem and help you get fit for good? Again, I think I'm going to go ahead, maybe next episode, and do a whole overview of the Fit Figure Formula. So if you're listening to this in real time, today is actually April 22nd, 2024, and I am enrolling for the next group of the Fit Figure Formula right now. And if you're listening to this before May 4th, 2024, I have some bonuses for you. So I'm not going to be announcing the bonuses just yet. If you want to know what it is, DM me on social media by going to the show notes and just DM me and I will tell you. But I am actually going to be having a Facebook Live. I think I'll probably be doing Instagram Live as well. And I'm going to be having an Is This For Me session where I'm going to talk about behind the scenes. I'm going to answer your questions. And I'm also going to be telling you about the amazing bonuses that I have never offered before. And if you're signing up before May 4th, 2024 for this next cohort, you will be able to get these bonuses. So what are you waiting for? I am waiting for you to drop that application, go to the show notes, click the link, apply to work with me. We will hop on a no pressure call where I get to know you a little bit better to make sure that the problem that you are experiencing, I can help you with. And once we decide if it's a good fit, we'll decide how to move forward and figure out the money part. So do not be afraid to invest in yourself. Do not let fear be the thing that's keeping you stuck. It's not a good reason not to move forward. It's not a good reason to allow your health to deteriorate further. This is very, very important. All right, ladies, I told y'all this is going to be a fire episode. If you enjoyed this episode, share this with someone. There is someone in your circle who might be struggling and they're scared to move forward and they're scared to invest. They might have been burned in the past and they know they need help, but they're mentally stuck. You never know who is watching you on Instagram, on Facebook. Share this to your social media and help somebody out. All right, y'all. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you on the next one. Thanks for listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. If you're new here and you're struggling with your fitness journey, I invite you to take a super simple next step. Click the link in the show notes for a free training. If listening to this podcast has been helpful, imagine being inside the Formula Coaching Program. You can apply for coaching with the link in the show notes. I hope to see you inside.